And welcome to another fantastic, outstanding, spectacular edition.
What is it with you in these openings?
Sorry. Trying to make it sound bigger than it is.
Well, you could just say, welcome.
All right, welcome to another edition of Only Funny to Us.
Well, don't be such a downer.
I mean, really, yeah. You're alive.
Well, I was being...
Who are you?
Tell us.
I'm TJ.
Hey, I'm Ben. Welcome, I'm Ben. Blah, 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 blah.
I'm Cliff.
Cliff, what?
I'm Cliff.
Be a little more exciting about it.
I can't see
any of you.
What's the space to start?
Oh, Jesus.
Have any of y'all ever been, I mean, you could be anywhere. You could be walking down the street or you could be in the mall.
This is not my beautiful house.
Store.
This is not my beautiful wife.
Walking down the street with a friend of yours, a guy friend of yours.
Fight, and then
all
fire
of a sudden. I'm telling.
Oh, sorry.
Let him tell his story.
Oh, my man. Your story sucked. But go ahead.
So, like, you're walking down the street with one of your friends, or you're in the grocery store.
Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was.
And then all of a sudden.
Same as it ever was.
And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, just around the corner, a prostitute shows up.
Here it comes. As soon as we start the show, let him roll. Go ahead.
This prostitute walks around the corner.
Mm-hmm. What store is this?
She stops in front of me.
Is it the dollar store?
Oh, God. Why does it hurt my face
and
when
she
starts
smacking her gum?
It makes my legs hurt.
Like, and she says,
watching old people fall down.
$50 for the two of you.
Where the hell did you get this?
Sweet. I'm still.
So oh, my God. It's not over. All
it's
right.
Not over. So she says,
$50 for the two of you.
And so your friend starts to pull money out of his pocket, but you stop him, and you look at him, and you say, nah, bros before hoes.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought about it today.
That story made me sad.
Steve, here's the deal. Steve, I tried to hold Cliff and Ben off so that you could do your story, waiting for the big pow payoff.
Yeah,
nothing. It fell flat.
It's a damp squib.
But I mean, you look at your friend and say, "No, bros before hoes." Meaning,
no, we
don't go with that prostitute. Think of your bros first.
She was going to do you and the bro.
Still.
You were, yeah, okay.
Could have Eiffel Towered it.
I am so glad that he let off of that because you were the worst negotiator ever, which is why you had Ben and I go with you last weekend to purchase your new Crowley-mobile.
Yes.
Let's go off with that.
Okay.
It was Saturday. We went to, we'll give them a shout out because they did give Steve a great deal. They've given me a great deal, yeah. Which is where I bought my car. Sumter Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram over on Broad Street in Sumter. They do a fantastic job. They give you the Customers for Life program, which you are now a part of, as well as I.
But the tires are not part of that anymore, they told me.
Oh, no.
What is maybe it? For you. You're probably grandfathered
well,
in.
I'm grandfathered in, but free what tires, I, oil I'm, changes, batteries for life.
What is yours entail, Steve?
Batteries. Oil changes, batteries, and all that good stuff. But the tires, we were talking, he said to me, he just said it was just a real hassle.
You know, I imagine it is because my tires were $600 and I got them.
Too many people
for,
were coming for, in and, you know, I don't know how you swindle a car dealership getting new tires, but evidently people would like.
But let's go into your extravaganza.
I don't know.
So we went over there. We got over there about what 12:30, 1 o'clock, or something like that.
Yeah,
last Saturday, and introduced you to Bernard,
mm-hmm.
who was going to be your sales rep.
Right.
And you had an idea of the vehicle that you wanted. You wanted a Jeep Patriot. You really wanted the Compass, but the
well, he wanted an SUV. He wasn't 100% sure.
A small
sure.
SUV,
yeah.
Something.
Yeah,
you know.
I wanted a small SUV.
Soccer mom vehicle.
I was looking at the
a
Patriot.
Grocery getter. He wanted a grocery getter.
I was looking at the Patriot and also looking at the Compass. But if I'd seen something else,
you were going to be open to it.
I would be open to it. Yeah.
But when we got there, you decided after looking at the vehicle that the Compass was the vehicle for you.
Right. I just. the Patriot is just too boxy.
Well, and I pointed you towards the Patriot because I had had one before.
I remember
and,
that.
And I knew you
what
liked
that Patriot.
And it was repossessed. I don't care. I'll let your people know. Someone else owns that.
Just
now.
Wanted to hear it out loud.
Repo.
That's all.
But I remember the Jeep Cherokee.
The bank people.
Was the boxier vehicle, which is something that you like.
And then the new Cherokees are nice, but I hated those.
Good for running shine.
I hated those. I hated the headlights. They look like little eyes.
But the reason I pointed you towards the Patriot is because you liked the old Jeep Cherokee Sport, which was the boxier vehicle.
This looks like a small Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Right. So
is what they look like now.
So, but we whittled you down to a couple of the Jeep Compasses.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked at one, mm-hmm. had a couple scratches on it.
And a big old ding in the door.
I meant to bring a burrito tonight. Crap. I meant to go to Taco Bell.
That's all right. You can get one tomorrow.
I don't get it. Why would you need
a burrito? You could smear it on your window, you jackass. Yeah.
I remember that.
It's
That's
a callback.
I remember that.
So anyway, so we whittled you down to a couple of the to three. We found three Jeep Compasses that were in the same ballpark. About this, they were all 2014s. All had mm-hmm. The same rough mileage on it. Mm-hmm. And one you didn't want because it was black. You just didn't want a black car.
I just did not want black.
The second one. It had a big ding in it, which would have bothered me too. I mean,
I like the color, but it had kind of a sizable that I noticed. Well, once it was pointed out, I was like, okay, I'm gonna always see that.
But it was a dark gray.
Right.
It was actually a color between the black one that you didn't want, and then the light colored gray that you end up getting.
Yeah.
And we talked you into it because, well, mm-hmm. you're easily manipulated. And but it
pretty much,
but it would show up less dirt. And here's the thing: we took it for a test drive, and when you take vehicles for a test drive, Cliff, you just bought a new truck not mm-hmm. too long ago. When you test drove it, did you get into it and like see what it would do?
Oh,
and like mm-mm. you just
put
hammer
my foot in the tank, yeah,
yeah, put your, hammer the mm-mm. hell out of it and see what it do.
Because it ain't mine.
This one was driving like his mother was driving.
He still drives. He drives like that now because he's scared to drive the thing.
TJ, the gas light was on.
It doesn't matter.
The fuel light
if you
was
ran
on.
Out of gas, we were three blocks away from the dealership.
Yeah, they'd have came and got us.
Can you imagine the hassle that would have been?
Not for us. They would have come and picked us up, and they would have had to
been their fault
in
for
it.
Not putting gas
well,
in the truck.
I mean, I don't need to drive fast.
You don't even drive.
You need to know that if you had to. Get into traffic, had to get out of a situation, whether or not it would do it. And we're like, get into it.
He's scared to death.
He was frightened.
I'm always like that with new
scared
cars.
Scared to death.
And you know what? If you would blow.
I baby him like crazy in the beginning.
Listen, if you would,
then it all of a sudden wear off, and then I'll treat it like a regular car.
It is a regular car. Just drive the damn thing.
You drove Ben over here tonight.
Yeah.
Did he get into it?
Hell no.
No.
He drives like Grandma Moses or somebody.
And I understand it's a new car and you're trying to be protective of it, but that was a test drive.
Well, but that's when he messes up. When he's trying to be too protective is when he messes up. Dude, just drive it like you know you should drive and it'll be fine.
You get into it.
All right.
You know, and I can't really say anything. I bought my truck from the same dealership, but I did not test drive it until the day I was signing papers. I had already bought the truck. And then I test drove it for the first time. But the ink wasn't dry on the paperwork. I got into that truck, and I was like, let's see what this thing can do. And I dogged the hell out of it. And it ran great. And then ended up paying for it. If you would run out of gas or whatever, it would have been, okay, it's a test drive. It's not your car. It's not in your name.
Yeah, but still, I mean, why would I want to put them through that hassle?
Oh, my God.
They're trying to sell you
a
car.
They just took $15,000 from you, dude.
I'm being considerate.
No, it's
not.
The
time and
when
place.
In the hell have you ever been considerate of anything?
Next time, and I'm sure it's going to be...
$15,500, thank you.
$15,600, I thought, was the out-the-door price.
No, $15,500.
Oh, $15,500, did you?
Yeah.
He gave somebody a handy before we left.
Oh, that was sweet and considerate of you,
nice.
Steve.
Nice.
He was considerate.
No, it was $15,900. They dropped it to $15,600. I asked him,
pity,
could they do 15?
Charity.
He came back and said, we can do $15,500. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to quibble over $500. because I really like this.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
He came back and said that because I told you if he comes back lower than 15.6, take it.
Right.
He sits here and acts like he made all the decisions.
Okay.
He kept asking us.
Well, then why didn't you pipe up?
That's what I'm doing now.
He's doing it now. The only thing you did was sign the damn paperwork.
Okay, so basically, yeah. Pretty much. Me and TJ. They made me pick the car.
Yeah.
They made me sign it.
We told you which car you wanted.
They told me. No, you were trying to get me to get a Dodge Charger.
No, that was a joke. Yeah, that part was a joke. We basically picked out the car for you.
Yeah.
And then we negotiated the deal for you.
Well, listen, we were glad to do it as your friends because we knew that you were kind of apprehensive.
Kind of apprehensive. That's an understatement.
All right, you were very apprehensive about going to buy a vehicle. And it's a daunting deal. But the thing you got to remember, and the thing that I want to tell everybody that's listening,
very much,
if you have financing ahead of time before you go,
there you go,
you control the deal. You've got a check. You've got a check that says, I'm going to buy a car, and I'm going to buy a car here. I'm going to buy a car somewhere else. And that's the bottom line.
Well, I kind of had that. I mean, I didn't have a check, but
no, well, you had finance. You had guaranteed finance. You had
through my bank.
You had a virtual check.
You had a virtual check. Yeah,
right.
I told my wife you guys went with him to buy the car,
and she said,
"Yeah, I remember."
She said,
"What a girl!
What is he? A little girl?"
thanks. Yes.
And then she said, "Oh wait, I forgot. He has nobody."
No, but hang. But I will say this. Listen, I will say this. We let him. We gave him advice on what to say. But he was the one.
Get a car.
He was the one who said everything.
But he's the one that executed it. He did. I mean, I was afraid he was going to go, "Okay, I'll take it for that price.
$19,000. That's great.
Okay,
give it to
me. Good. That's good." Now we said,
"How many fingers?" Okay.
TJ told him to counter at 15. It was 15.9. You said ask him for 15.
Right.
He asked for 15. He came back with 15.6. What did he come back with?
I swear he came back at 15.6, and that's what you agreed to.
No, it's 15.5.
Okay, 15.5.
Well, I think you must have asked him, could he do any better? Or no, he came back with...
I swear he came back with 15.6.
He did come back with 15.6.
I'm financing 12.5.
I swear he came back with 15.6 out the door, tax, title, and tax. Something must have changed with the tax,
evidently,
title, tax, or doc fee.
We told no, because I think he went back twice.
Yeah, he went back.
But he did go back twice.
Okay, but anyway, we had said counter. It was 15.9. Say 15. He came back 15.6.
And I think he went back one more time. And we said I told Carl, I said if he comes back with anything lower than 15.6. Go ahead and take it. Even if he comes back with 15.6, just tell him that's fine.
Yeah, and he did. And actually, that was the price of the vehicle was actually under 15, but it was the tax title.
Yeah, they make you think that.
Well,
they just lump it all in. Yeah.
But
I knew that.
Documentation fee. $300.
It's not an import,
which is ridiculous because they don't do $300 worth of documentation.
Nope. I don't know. Did you see all the paperwork he had to sign?
Well, that's true.
And we should have gotten some of that money because we had to sit there and wait. We sat there. Now, I know you waited a lot longer. I was waiting until I saw him putting ink on paper, and I knew I wasn't going to have to drive him home because we all went over there together.
Because if something had happened, we'd have been calling you to come back and get us.
And then you did, and you would send a text.
I sent a text.
Financing fell through. I need you to come pick us up.
Well, no, the thing was is that there were more customers there. More serious customers there than there were clerks because remember.
Oh yeah,
Bernard was like helping two or three.
They had more customers than they had salesmen. I told him, I said, well, I guess that's a good problem to have
because Bernard was having to. We were having to sit there and wait for him because he had to go back outside with somebody else to look at a car.
But we will say this because I want to give. They did you a good deal.
Yeah, they did.
You got a car that you're happy with.
I am.
And Bernard was very attentive.
Yes, he was.
So. We'll give a shout out again to Sumter Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Absolutely.
The Broad Street in Sumter. They really do great, and they may be busier than they can handle, which again is a good
thing. That's a good thing,
problem.
I mean.
But and the reason they have that problem is because they give such good deals.
Right.
And you're happy with your car.
I am.
Now, let's discuss the vehicle that you sold in order to get that car, which you sold to Ben.
That's right.
Which apparently the back bumper fell off today.
In traffic.
And a school bus hit it.
Caused a 27-car pileup after a school bus hit it, killed a school bus full of children. The ensuing inferno burned down an orphanage and a nursing home, killed all those people.
So do you feel bad about that?
I warned you about it. I told you.
No.
You still wanted to buy it.
The bumper.
72 hours. You had 72 hours.
The bumper did not fall off the car. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
So now you are calling the vehicle.
It's the bump. It was the bump before.
It was still the bump. Okay, I never knew it as the bump.
Even Glenda calls it the bump. Yeah.
It's called the bump.
So now Glenda is driving the bump.
Yeah, we went and paid the taxes on it and did the tags and everything today.
And how was your experience at the DMV?
DMV was fine. We go to Bishopville.
Oh.
Bishopville DMV, son. You walk in the door. There was one girl while I was sitting there waiting on Glenda to fill out some paperwork. You know, when you walk into a DMV now, you punch in what you're doing, it spits you out a ticket.
Right.
Time her butt hit the seat, the lady at the window called her ticket, and she was like, oh, she hopped right back up and walked up to the window. I mean, it's like that in Bishopville. I don't go to Darlington for anything. We went to Darlington to the courthouse, stopped at the DMV there, saw the line coming out the door, turned around, got back in the car, and just drove on home.
It's tax time.
Yeah. I guess. Well, it's like that all the time.
Everyone's buying a car right now.
Bishopville never messes anything up. Food Lion is right around the corner where you get Hot Price Meats.
Oh, yeah, Hot Price.
That's right. So stop by there today.
You can go to IGA in Hartsville and get Tablerite Meats.
For God's sakes, we were having a grown-up conversation.
You can't with that jackass in the room.
Jesus,
speaking
God.
Of Bishopville, while I was over there, a lady in the DMV comes in and she goes, y'all, she said, there was a shooting right around the corner. And they were like, what? Well, they got to talking. She said, yeah, I saw the police in the parking lot. All I heard was pop, 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 pop. And I was dropping down behind a car and this and that and the other. Little did we know.
That was fun.
Our one Cliff Wilson happened to be there.
So, yeah. Cliff, tell us about your excitement.
Or he came up in the aftermath.
We had a call to a bank over in Bishopville to fix a problem with one of their doors. And I showed up, getting ready to pull into the parking lot, and crime scene tape and 7-8 police cars all over the place. Couldn't get into the parking lot at all. So I realized, okay, I'll pull into the parking lot across the street at another bank and wait and see if they're going to let me in. No, they wouldn't let me in, but they were very interested in the information that I may have had concerning the alarm system, the locks, and the camera system at the bank.
So did you have any good footage for them?
I didn't end up pulling any. They didn't need me.
Oh.
I called my boss and said, they won't let me in to fix anything. He said, well, hang around and be useful. Okay.
And all this happened right in the same area because, you know, the DMV is right there. Then the Food Lion is less than a block away. And then across the street from that is the bank is right around the corner from that. I mean, it's all right there together. So
turns out a man walked into the bank. I guess I can tell this.
Yeah, you
can
tell it.
I just can't say the name of the bank. Yeah, they don't like that.
Yeah.
A man walked into a bank in Bishopville, tried to pass either bad checks or counterfeit checks, and the tellers caught it, called the police on him. So when he tried to make an escape, he ended up either running his car towards a police officer or running out of the building and knocking down a police officer.
Ooh, either way is bad.
Either way, they pulled guns on him and started shooting at his car and trying to shoot the tires out.
That was when the lady must have been ducking down behind her car in the parking lot.
I think it was one or more of the police officers. Anyway, they caught him right down the road at the John Deere dealership in Bishopville.
Which is directly across the street from the Food Lion.
Yep. And arrest
around the corner from the DMV.
No, it's actually they're all three buildings in a line. Yep. There's the DMV, the Food Lion, then across the street is the daggum John Deere place.
And who'd have thunk it?
Really?
The funny thing is, the day before, the bank across the street from that bank got robbed. They caught that guy 100 feet away from the bank.
He
walked away.
They were talking about that in the DMV too. And the one lady looked at one of the guys and she said, "You know we're next. You know they're going to try to come in here." So
right. I hear DMVs getting robbed all the time.
Yeah, really. Me too. Constantly.
Just like a jewelry place or a bank.
Yeah, what are they going to get? Stores. License plates?
Oh, they got money in there.
They got money in there.
Yeah, I guess they do. I guess they have some cash.
Heck, they got
there.
Some of mine today.
But anyway, it was fun to show up and go, hey, sled guys, do you need me to pull the video? No? Okay.
Yeah, I'm important.
They told me, you need to stick around. You need to stick around. They're going to need you. And then I was sitting in the car across the street in the parking lot and watched everybody take down the tape and piss off. So I was like, well, forget it. They don't need me, so I'm leaving.
You know what you should have done? You should have done one of the cool Law and Order lines.
Bang, bang.
Oh, no.
You know,
no,
something like
take off my glasses and do the yell from
No, just like take the glasses off.
My,
I guess he forgot his PIN number.
Yeah, that
ching
thing.
Ching. You know, oh, something.
Do a David Caruso,
like a Schwarzenegger line or something.
Well, no, who was who was put baby in a corner? What was his name?
Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze.
Not Patrick Swayze. The dad that was on Law and Order. He just passed away not too long ago.
Name, but yeah,
Jerry Orbach.
Orbach, yeah,
Orbach. You could have given some. I guess he forgot his PIN number.
You know, I saw Jerry Orbach in a young Jerry Orbach in a movie I watched the other day called Ensign Pulver, made in 1964.
Really?
He had a part as an airplane mechanic where Pulver came up onto the island and started chit-chatting with him while he was looking for supplies, and a plane load of nurses landed.
I love him. I love him in Law and Order.
I like Law and Order because it was a plot. It wasn't all about someone's drama and their plight. No, it was, here's a crime, we're going to find out who did it. I liked it that way.
No, I don't like it. I don't like the new Law and Order.
No.
Yeah, I like...
The last Law and Order?
Yeah.
The SVU is the last one they're making.
I like the Law and Order before it got to the criminal...
Criminal Intent was good. Criminal Intent was really good.
All right, I never got into that one.
SVU until they started making more of the stories were personal about the detectives. Yeah, I didn't really care what was going on with them.
I'm with Cliff.
I just like
I want the crime.
Right.
I want the investigation.
It's like,
and I want the litigation.
There's a program me and Crowley had started watching last weekend. Well, I had been watching it before. It's called Rosemary and Thyme. It's an old British detective story about these two women.
Very cool show.
And the thing about that is you could watch them out of sync because there's nothing. I mean, now there's a little bit of personal stuff, but they don't focus on it. So you can pretty much watch any episode when you want, except for the first one where they meet. But after that, they're interchangeable.
You want some good ones. There's two. There's one from Australia. Came out last year, I think. It was called Mr. and Mrs. Murder.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Very funny. Done by some people that nobody here knows. But anyway, it's really good. And then... if you really want to go back to the 80s, you can get Cracker, the original Cracker series that was on BBC.
What about...
Not the one that was here, because it was crap.
What about Heart to Heart?
Oh, God, yeah. I remember Heart to Heart.
Who was Aaron Spelling?
But it was an Aaron Spelling production.
I know, but who was in it? It was... what was her name?
Stephanie Powers.
Thank you. And...
Was it Stephanie Powers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stephanie Powers.
Yep. I'm thinking Stephanie Zimbalist from
Remington
Steele.
Robert something.
Robert...
I see his face, but I don't remember his last name.
Robert...
Robert Wagner?
Yep.
That was Robert Wagner.
Yeah.
There you go. Steve Crowley. Calling
him
out. Who was on Falcon Crest?
Oh, my God. Jeez. Falcon Crest.
Lorenzo Lamas.
Yes.
How was it? I didn't even know.
How about this one? You ready? Ready?
Go ahead.
Knots Landing.
Wow. Yeah.
Where they zoomed in. When the opening credits, they zoomed in over the California coast.
Morgan Fairchild was in that one?
No.
She was in Falcon Crest.
She was in Falcon Crest.
What was the other Lorenzo Lamas show? Renegade.
Ugh. Renegade.
You remember Renegade?
Oh my God.
Remember Thunder in Paradise with Hulk Hogan?
Oh my God, that was terrible.
I don't remember.
It was so bad. I loved it though. They drove that boat everywhere.
Oh, didn't that have Marge? No, that wasn't her.
That was a takeoff of Knight Rider, wasn't it? They were trying to feed off of the success of Knight Rider. And of course, Hulk Hogan during the big WWF. I know it's taboo to say WWF.
So he had a boat that talked to him?
No, it didn't talk. It was just like a combat, like a specialized boat.
Yeah. Kind of like the Airwolf of the sea.
So basically,
if you want to get away, just drive inland.
Yeah, really.
Head for the interstate.
What are you going to do now?
Did you used to watch Sequest?
Yeah.
DSV.
Sequest.
I never watched Sequest.
With Roy Scheider?
Roy Scheider.
One day, we and Ashley Hall were watching it, and I lived with him, and I started having one of my pseudo bull bar episodes.
Sounds like you're having one now.
All of a sudden, I decided that they should call the submarine the Sequest sub. The big ass sub. So we were calling it the big ass sub, and we were just... You had to be there. We were just laughing like crazy. Shut up.
It's a location
Cliff.
Joke.
It's like someone just gave him a medication for a pseudo bulbar and went completely away.
You had to be there.
But anyway.
Yeah, but anyway.
But anyway.
Who was the lead in Airwolf? It was Anthony
Michael Vincent.
Michael Vincent. Thank you again, Steve. Is that all you did was watch television
apparently,
as a child? I mean,
no, I just remember stuff. I remember useless stuff.
All right, who was in Knots Landing? And what was Knots Landing a takeoff of?
Joan Van Ark,
Joan
Ted Shackelford, Michelle Williams.
Jesus Christ.
Ask me some more things.
How long did you live with your grandmother?
Yeah.
Ask me some more.
And her stories.
Over at Mater's.
Ask me some stuff about other shows.
Speak up a little bit.
Let's see what I can remember.
Mama's Family.
Oh, gosh. What was her name? Vicki Lawrence. I don't remember any other people's names.
Who would make special appearances? Who was the...
Carol Burnett.
Okay. Who else?
She was Eunice.
Who was the son? Ooh, that's a good one. Who was the son?
I don't remember the son.
His last name was Barry, wasn't it?
Ken Barry.
Oh, yeah.
And he was also in...
He didn't make appearances. He was a regular cast.
I know. I said Carol Burnett made the appearances. Ken Barry was in it. Ken Barry was also in...
Don't know. RFD.
That's it.
That's right. Yes, he was. As a matter of fact, he was the guy. The guy in Mayberry RFD. That's right. Yep.
You were just a font of just a deep cesspool of worthless.
I think I did watch a lot of TV when I was young.
No kidding.
The hell is wrong with your legs?
Nothing. My legs.
You're shuffling them all over the chair.
He's a cricket. He's trying to make.
I mean, yeah, he looks like a cricket over there for real.
No, nothing's wrong.
It's fiddling.
With my legs.
Restless fiddling. Leg.
No, it's not restless.
You know what it is? He has to keep his upper body and his head straight in order to talk
to
the microphone.
Mic, that's right.
So he's got to use his legs.
He's got to do something. Look at his feet. Look at it.
We've got the freedom that we can, you know, move around and
he
whatever.
Can't now.
He feels like a prisoner of his upper body.
Put him in a little jar and tie him up with string in the corner.
Oh, well,
small, dark room.
Some interesting stuff. You got any papers over there today?
Let me tell you about the story that I overheard.
Cliff said he had some stories.
This story working in a bank. Okay. Let's see if I can get this right. This lady has a 16-year-old son who got sick, and she was home with him on Saturday last. And she knew he was sick. Anyway, He went to the bathroom, and she heard the fan come on, so she knew what he was doing in there. And then suddenly she hears him yell and then puke in the toilet, she presumed. He puked anyway. And then he gets in the shower and takes a shower and comes on out, and she says, oh, what, has this cold or whatever turned into the flu? She said it took her a while to get the story out of him, but what he had done was stood up, wiped, and then blew his nose in it and threw it in the toilet and got so sick he puked.
Oh, my God.
Why? Why on earth would he do that?
He was a mistake. I thought you'd appreciate that one, Steve. I made sure to...
God.
I do not want to live on this planet anymore.
Make sure to check us out on Facebook. Facebook only.
Don't tell me you haven't done that.
No, I haven't, actually, Cliff. I've never mistaked that for Kleenex to blow my nose in. No.
Are you a peeker? You blow and then check? See if you blew your brain out?
I do. I want to make sure
the
stuff came out.
Yeah, I want to check it, make sure of... Check for infections.
Check for infections.
Yeah. You take a swab.
You really
you rub
look
it on
at
a petri
it,
dish.
You look at it to see if it's thick and yellow. Yes, or if it's clear.
Thick and yellow.
Oh,
thick and
God.
Yellow.
Why do you think people smell their own earwax when they
what?
Dig in their,
Nobody pardon, smells their own
me?
Earwax.
You
but
have
you.
Heard of that? Yes, you have. A lot of
I've
people,
never heard of that.
I have. People,
do you do it?
People do their ear and then they'll smell their.
Do you do it?
And then what they're doing is actually it's
who does
smelling
what?
For infection.
Who does that? They're smelling for. What does an ear infection smell like in your earwax?
It would smell like pus.
Oh, you are one sick bastard.
I'm not saying I do it.
With, Liar, you're so full of crap.
I am sure that you do.
You absolutely do. You just told us you checked your boogers for infection.
You have all the information.
Do you smell your boogers?
Never mind. Let's just change the subject.
How do you check for a stomach infection or bowel infection?
You put a finger in there.
Put my finger down my throat and vomit and then check it.
Send it off to the boys at the lab.
Oh, God.
Steve's got a CVS. That's why CVS calls him all the time. Your testing kits are here, Mr. Crowell.
Your infection swabs are here for your ears, Mr. Crowell. That's all right. I got a finger. Don't eat them.
I am sure that you smell your own earwax. I guarantee it.
Yeah. How do you check for urinary tract infection?
Pee in your face?
You put a Q-tip up your pee hole?
I think they call that sounding.
Y'all have never heard of people doing that.
No. Yes. No, because we hang out with normal people. Well, for the most part.
Kindergartners doing it.
And it's a subconscious urge. What you're doing is you're checking for infection. You're smelling to see if the wax smells infected.
Let me tell you this.
I've never heard of someone's wax being infected.
All right, let me tell you
if
this.
If the wax is in your ear and your ear's infected, trust me, you're going to smell it.
Let me tell you this.
He sounds like he's an authority on the
subject. I am more infatuated with my ears than most people.
That's true.
In fact, I was so intent on keeping my ears clean.
Repeated story coming.
Yep, there it is.
But hang on. There's a point to this.
We know you do it. You do it while you're on the roller coaster in Massachusetts.
See, that's a callback.
But never, never, ever in my entire history of my ear obsession did I ever smell my earwax.
Especially, now, you might have smelled it, but not on purpose, going, I'm checking for infection.
Yeah, I mean.
No, that's what a wife's for. Honey,
come here.
Check this for me.
Smell this.
How's this?
Well,
this is horrible smelling.
Maybe just in my reading.
Oh, and now it's
here it
reading.
Is. Here it is.
My independent reading.
He's
that
never
I do.
Done
all
it.
The right. Reading right. I do.
What happened to you've heard of it.
Yeah.
You've never done it. You've never checked your ears for infection.
I probably have. I mean,
I probably
no, not
have.
Probably.
Yeah,
have you?
I'm sure.
You know, where
I don't remember any specific instances of me doing it, but I'm probably sure that I've done it.
We're going to be watching you from now on.
Yeah,
liar.
You're going to dig in your ear, and we're going to watch you put it up to your nose.
Have you ever checked for an anus infection?
Ooh, you have to taste that. You can't just smell.
Oh, I knew that was coming.
You ever dug for peanuts?
What about taters?
I hate all of you. I really hate all of you.
My recommendation.
I'm done. I'm going back to Columbia.
Spoon. Always use a plastic spoon. Yeah. Not a real.
Find your own
one.
Damn way home, Ben. I'm going back to Columbia.
Oh, okay.
Call Glenda to come pick you up.
I'm right here.
All right. Well, I had a big week.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of infections and getting tested and checked and all that, so I finally went through, got the appointment for my stress test and echocardiogram and ensuing cardiac cath. Done.
Mm-hmm.
Went through the echocardiogram and all that. They said I had to do the stress test. I did the stress test, which I thought was going to kill me, where they inject you with a dye.
You told us you failed the stress test.
And I failed. I did fail the stress test. So I went back to my cardiologist.
Study.
He said, I know, I probably should have done a little better. And he said, we're going to have to do the cardiac cath.
Well, so I guess I don't understand the
well, I'll tell you in just a minute why the stress test was a failure.
Okay.
So anyway, so he said, I failed the stress test and I'm going to have to go through with the cardiac cath. If you're not familiar with what the cardiac cath is, they go in with a very long, they go in with a needle into your femoral artery and then they feed in a catheter. And then inside that catheter, they put another catheter, which they use to inject dye into the carotid arteries of your heart to make sure everything is nice and clear and clean. So went
today's Friday. You went Thursday.
Thursday. I went Thursday.
Yesterday.
For that.
Yesterday. Yeah.
Yesterday.
Oh my. Did the catheter go to your brain?
It almost did. So we get in there.
Did they put you out for that?
Well, they give you some really good medication.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had an angiogram and it was liquid Demerol. No, it was liquid what's the other stuff?
Well,
puts you down.
Versed and fentanyl.
fentanyl. They gave me Valium, liquid Valium.
Well, they gave me
that was a joy.
They started off when I got there with a couple of Benadryl and a couple of Valium.
Mm-hmm.
Pop that, and it was already time for 99. Mm-hmm. But I didn't. What they told me, they said, "Look, you're fourth in line. It takes each patient 45 minutes. So we'll, you know, as soon as everything's done, you'll get done. I had to be there at 7. I actually went in for
where did
camp.
You go?
I had to go to Camden, Kershaw. Okay, yeah, they did Kershaw there. Health went to, and I'll go ahead and give him a shout out because he's a fantastic cardiologist. If you're looking for a cardiologist, Dr. Schoolmeister, fantastic guy, down to earth, gray hair, Schoolmeister.
Make the Schoolmeister.
Everyone calls him Schooly. He's okay. Got a gray ponytail, tattoos.
But sounds like a German fella.
Because he schools like you.
Incredibly intelligent, fantastic guy. Because
he schools you in some heart.
Yeah, he
stuff.
Does. So we, so I finally get wheeled in, and it's my turn. Now, the whole time I'm laying there waiting, I'm wearing a gown.
And it's cold.
That's it.
And that's it.
Was your ass hanging out?
Everything. You're naked. Now, the nurse that comes in and gets everything started, she, you know, put the electrodes on me for the EKG, and she started the IV, and had to shave my crotch.
I thought he was going to say something else. I really thought he was going to miss.
When you say crotch,
they shave the groin.
Now, when you say groin,
the
inside of your leg,
inside of the leg, inside of the
thank
leg.
Thank you.
It's not like they shave your testicles and your
No.
Find them
in your man in your manscaping above the flagpole.
It was cold. Because remember, there's shrinkage. Anyway,
sure, there's a tool for that.
She, when she walks in, she says, "I'm going to be your nurse for today." I was already shocked because she was incredibly beautiful, very, very attractive woman, and I'm like,
they want that to be the last thing you see, just in case.
And just in case was good, and I'm like, oh dear God, here I am, splayed out, and they're going to have to do all this stuff.
Did you pitch a tent?
I was really trying not to.
Did your flag pole find the coldest part
of the metal bed and hold
put
on
your
to
arms
it.
On yes, it and wrap it. It around. So she goes, all right, now I'm going to have to shave your groin now. And I look and
woohoo!
And my wife Rebecca was there, and I looked at her like, is it you all right with this? Because this is she's about to get intimate.
Mm-hmm. Was your flag pole at full mast?
No, it was not, because at that point, I mean, thankfully they had already given me the volume, so there was no chance of that. So they finally wheel me into where the cath is going to take place. And again, those women in there, also very attractive.
Did she touch it?
No, she didn't. No.
Okay, Mr.
She used tongs.
Mr. So, Lesher.
they used tongs.
Tweezers.
We need to
you're
check
the wife.
Your,
Do
we
you
need to
help?
Check your heart. But first, I have to touch it just to see if it's... still working after the volume. Okay, it's still working. Thank you.
How's your prostate?
Steve was a candy striper.
Before they let men be candy stripers.
Before the judge got involved.
So I get in there, and they put me on the table for the cath part, and I'm high with the volume, and they give me whatever they're giving me. And apparently I woke up during the procedure.
Oh, God, nightmare.
And looked at what they were
the
doing.
Fluoroscopes.
And because the monitor is right there where they're, you know, you can see where they're injecting everything. I don't remember this, but apparently I woke up and said, oh, wow, it looks like the roots of a tree. As they were putting the dye.
Oh, God.
You didn't feel anything?
And I didn't feel a you could tell that something was going on in that area. But, I mean,
much
beyond
like
that,
your love life.
You don't feel exactly. Something's going on down there, but I'm really unsure.
I don't know what it is.
But you don't feel the...
It's like
weird.
Drunk sex.
You don't feel... Yeah, exactly.
Becca!
Becca!
But you don't feel the catheter going up all the way up to your heart. You do not feel that at all because there's no nerve endings in the,
right,
in
there's
the,
nothing,
in the artery.
Yeah.
So I finally get out, and they make you wait there for an hour. Now, thankfully, the old school, which, Cliff, you said you've had this done before.
Yeah, injured.
You had to lay there, I'm sure, for like 5-6 hours, right?
No. No, it wasn't that bad.
All right. Well,
did you have to drink the contrast?
No, they injected that.
Oh, see, they were looking for clots in me years and years.
But what it used to be, you had to lay there because they put a hole in your femoral artery, mm-hmm. which is one of your one of the major arteries in your body.
You will die
if that thing bleeds out of control. In mm-hmm. fact, it was either during World War One or World War Two. The leading cause of death was broken femurs.
World War Two.
Grown-ups are talking.
World War One.
That the femur would break and cut the femoral artery, and then you would bleed to death. I mean, that's how vital an artery this is. So what you used to have to do, you had to sit there and lay flat for 6 hours with a sandbag over the wound in order to keep pressure on that wound so that it would normally clot, and then you could go about.
I feel shorted. I got a Band-Aid and some stitches.
Well, what they do is they do a collagen stitch.
Oh, okay.
The collagen stitch will, and that's what I have, the collagen stitch will dissolve in 30 days, and all you have to do is lay there an hour, and then they come get you, and they walk you around, and then after that, they give you something to eat, and then you get to go.
What did you eat?
It was a delicious turkey sandwich. It really was good.
That was the drugs.
It was, It was the fact that I wasn't able to eat before I went, so I would have eaten anything at that point. So I went back today to get my results. Turns out I have a picture-perfect heart. Cardiologist actually said, he goes, I never tell anybody after a heart cath that their heart is normal. He said, I'm telling you, your heart is perfectly normal. He
tells everybody that.
No plaque. No, nothing. Perfectly normal.
No
heart.
Soul.
What if they accidentally?
Feelings, no emotions.
What if they accidentally got your chart mixed up with someone else?
This is a 21-year-old athlete's heart.
And then,
and you're on the major. Oh. Yeah, you're on the cusp of a major.
Yeah, major coronary.
Major coronary.
But he did. But of course, he did say, you have to lose some weight.
Yeah. Well, they always tell me that.
Yeah. So. So it's now the new...
And I had been losing some until I started hanging out with that fatty over there, Steve Crowley.
Yeah, you've kind of puffed up a little bit.
Yeah, the bags are really hanging. And real saddlebag. I mean...
I gained
You're really protecting
pounds.
Your kidneys, aren't
wow,
you?
Wow, 15. I didn't realize you'd gain that much.
Now, mm-hmm. I know I have a double
That's
chin.
Like 20% of your original weight.
You look fine. I'm actually just
no, no, no I gained 15.
Oh, he doesn't.
He doesn't
I gained
look
15.
Fine.
Don't tell him that.
I am now 150 pounds.
He'll think he looks good.
So anyway, so everything is... What are you doing? Good... Would you stop
oh,
it?
That's what that was. I thought it was Axe.
Are you spraying something on your feet?
Would you stop spraying your feet?
It's aerators.
You don't... It's not for topical use.
It goes in your
it
shoes.
It goes in your shoes. It's to treat...
Same difference.
And your anus.
Wait.
Same difference.
It's not the same difference. Oh, I wish I was
Whatever.
Next to you. I could punch
Whatever.
The crap out of you.
Just let
I don't
be.
Like the new seating arrangement. I liked...
Stop.
Yeah, almost empty water bottle.
God damn it.
So anyway, so I got a clean bill of health.
Throw the dog.
And now we get to do the take-home sleep study, which will begin tonight.
Take-home sleep. Well, who's studying? You're sleeping by yourself tonight.
They send you home with an apparatus. It's not like the old sleep studies. Has anyone ever had a sleep study?
Oh, you went to one of those places.
Oh, this is just a gimmick to make money.
No, has anyone done a sleep study?
No.
Okay.
What they do is if you do the old sleep study, which they still do in some places, they hook you up with like a dozen or so electrodes on your head, and they put EKG monitors on you. They
battery
put
clamps on your nipples.
Just about. They put all this crap on you, and then you're in an atmosphere that you're not used to sleeping, and you're in a hospital bed, and they go, all right, good night.
Yeah,
and, I would never be able to fall asleep.
I couldn't. I laid there, and then what was happening was they were coming back with a diagnosis of insomnia. Because I'm not going to sleep in there. I'm just not.
Well, see, my problem, I can't sleep on my back.
Exactly. And that's how you have to sleep when you got all this crap all over you. So, and then the next time I went back for my sleep study, they said, all right, we're going to try the CPAP on you. CPAP being constant pressure. I know. It stinks.
Now it smells like feet in here.
I know, because of dumbass.
Jackass.
It smells like a locker room.
It does. It smells like a damn locker room now.
So
you missed the Y, do you, Steve?
Calm down.
So they put this.
I got it.
I just had some type of fit.
You did.
Hanging wrong with that asshole.
Makes you so frustrated. You just have to shake your fist.
There's nothing you can do about it.
You just threw a little temper tantrum over there. So anyway, so when you go back for your sleep study, they put you on the CPAP, which is a constant pressure blowing in your face, and you just can't handle it. So the new take-home sleep study is you put this little thing under your nose. It's like a nasal cannula for those that have ever been on oxygen. You put a little thing on your finger for a pulse ox, and you wrap this band around your chest, and you sleep in your own home, in your own environment. You do it for 3 days. There's a computer box that's attached to it that records all the data.
See, I could probably do that.
How I well? Can see him looking at the data later going, and this is when he masturbated.
Yeah. What was he doing? Oh, my God.
This yeah. is a wet dream.
Very elevated waves right there at 2:30 a.m.
It's a nocturnal emission.
So you do it for 3 nights, and then you get the box back, and they analyze whether or not you have sleep apnea.
And right here is where he pissed himself.
Oh, there it is. Oh. Oh.
Is your insurance cover this?
Insurance actually is insisting on using these now as opposed to the old traditional sleep studies because you get a more accurate reading and you're not taking up, because in order to do the old sleep study,
you're taking up a bed.
You're taking up a bed in a facility. Someone's going to monitor you, mm-hmm. so you're paying that salary. There's somebody else involved too. You just take this little box home. You sleep with it for 3 nights. You send it back in. Done deal.
Right.
So we'll see how that goes. I'm pretty sure I have sleep apnea, but...
Yeah, screw it. It won't kill you. Oh, wait. It will.
Yeah, it might. But anyway, so that's been my my exciting week. I now have a shaved crotch with a...
So you've got a shaved crotch, 2 shaved spots on your chest.
Oh, no. They kept shaving more and more spots on my chest.
Really?
They're like...
You look like a checkerboard.
Essentially, yeah. Every time they went to put electrodes on, they're like, oh, well, we need to shave over here. I'm like, what the hell? They just shaved us the other day.
And see, they could cover me in electrodes. They did. As a matter of fact, in my doctor's office, when they did check my heart there, didn't have to shave anything.
Yeah, no, they had
just
to
stick them
TJ's
on.
TJ's got a geometric form of the mange.
Oh, that's why we keep him around, folks.
Yeah. So it was exciting.
I'll
it
be
was
here
exciting.
All week.
But I have a very healthy heart, contrary to what I ever thought. And
well, that's good.
Well, that's just wonderful.
Oh, but doesn't it belong to Rebecca now?
Jesus, that was last week.
I know.
All right. Well, we all have had very interesting weeks. Crowley, what in the hell is wrong with you?
Oh God!
All right. Well, one thing we have not done in a while is stump the Steve.
That's right.
I don't know. Trivia crack is huge.
It is
everywhere. So we figured we'd do another Stump the Steve, but it being February and being Black History Month,
right?
We will do
our version, which is called Huge Trivial Crack.
Yeah, Huge Trivial Crack.
We're going to quiz Steve on
some
Black
Stump
History
the Steve.
Month stuff. So,
and it's all about Martin Luther King Jr.
There we go.
Okay. You think you got this?
Yeah.
Can you do it without being insulting?
Do me and Cliff get... Yeah,
and actually, we're going to do 2 rounds because I've got some Martin Luther King Jr. trivia. And some Nelson Mandela.
Oh, I thought you were going to say some Martin Luther. I was going to say
trivia.
He wasn't.
Okay.
Like.
Okay. Now listen. You roll
Nailing
your eyes.
Things to the door.
99
The key. Listen, the key to trivia is listening to the question, and there's all sorts of clues within the question.
Okay. All right.
So, with that being said, it's time for Stump the Steve. This week's episode is going to focus all about Black History Month. Steve, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, here we go. And this is all going to be true false. All right, just to make it easy, all right? Oh, God. Here we go. Number one, true or false? Martin Luther King Jr. was a huge Star Trek nerd. True or false?
Actually, I believe that was true.
Absolutely true. 1966, he met Nichelle Nichols.
That's right.
Who played Uhura.
She was going to leave.
Because he talked her out of leaving the show.
No, he didn't talk her out of it. He told her, no, you cannot leave that show.
Yeah, yeah, and he described himself to
really
her.
Important role.
All right. Number two, true or false? He skipped 2 grades in high school. True or false?
False.
True. He went to college at the age of 15.
How about that?
Graduated with a degree in sociology at the age of 19.
Oh, I did not know that.
Sorry. Number three, Martin Luther King Day wasn't celebrated in all 50 states until the year 2000. True or false?
True.
You're absolutely right. It became an official holiday in 1982. Virginia, Utah, And South Carolina didn't recognize it until 15 years ago. Hmm. So, all right. So, we've two right, one wrong. Okay. We're
correct.
Doing best
yes.
of five.
I wonder what the deal with Utah was. I can see South Carolina and Virginia.
Mormons.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. This year, Martin Luther King Jr. Day was on January 19th. Was that his birthday?
False.
His birthday is actually on the 15th, but Martin Luther King Jr. Day is actually the third Monday in January. So sometimes it may lie on his birthday, sometimes it may not. So we'll give you that one.
Gotcha.
And finally, he's still the youngest person to ever win the Nobel Peace Prize. True or false?
False
is correct. He was the youngest when he won it in 1964 at the age of 35, but now he is the sixth on that list of winning the Nobel Peace
didn't,
Prize.
Didn't the little...
the girl that got shot by the
Taliban?
Yeah,
Malala.
Yeah.
She won
Malala
Yousafzai or something
yeah,
like
she's
that.
She's the youngest. Yeah. And she was 17.
17,
yeah. Yousafzai is there how it's go. Actually you pronounce it.
My bad.
Sorry, so, so he got
My apologies to you, Malala and her family.
All right, so he got what? Three out of...
Because they're avid listeners.
Absolutely.
I'm sure yeah, they're listening right now.
Hey, we're listened to in 59 countries.
That's
There's
true.
No telling
are,
who's
right.
actually listening.
We could be listened to in the Middle East.
All right, so here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, round two. Only one question has to do with Nelson Mandela, along with Black History Month, but we're going to throw some different trivia questions into the mix, okay?
Okay.
Just to kind of throw you...
potpourri.
All right.
All right, here we go. Nelson Mandela met the Spice Girls in 1997 and said, quote, "These are my heroes. This is one of the greatest moments of my life." Did he say it or not?
False.
No, he did say it. He did actually
wow.
say.
What?
But he said it kind of jokingly, but he did.
I hope so.
He did, in fact, say it. So let's do some okay. Spice Girls. Let's throw in a couple of Spice Girls trivia questions.
See, yeah,
that
was Black History Month.
That has to do with Black
yeah.
History
yeah.
Month.
So appropriate.
Well, one of them was black.
Okay, here we go.
Scary.
The group was originally called Touch. True or false?
True,
and that you're absolutely right.
Booyah.
Okay.
All right. 50-50 sure. Next one. The movie Spice World was nominated for an Oscar for Best Original Song. True or false?
Ooh. I'm going to say false.
Ooh, and you would be correct. But it was nominated for 7 Razzie.
Oh, of course. I mean, yeah.
Awards.
Did you ever see that movie?
No.
I saw it.
Did you really?
Well, the reason I saw it is because I was in a hotel room. Glenda was at a training. Me and the kids were in a hotel room waiting on her to be done.
And y'all were being punished?
It was the only thing on. They were little, so they were...
Were they trying to get information out of you
hey,
or
man,
something?
It was on HBO. I had I was watching about the Spice Girls.
All right. Victoria Beckham, a.k.a. Posh Spice, was Victoria Madsen before she married David Beckham in 1999. True or false?
True.
False. Her name was Victoria Adams.
Come on, Steve.
Victoria Adams. Sorry.
I had that CD, you know.
Which
I'm
one?
Sorry.
Whatever the first one they came out with.
I'm sorry.
So tell me what
My
you
condolences.
Want.
I did. I had it. I sure did.
And finally, all the Spice Girls picked their own nicknames. Sporty Spice, Baby Spice, Ginger Spice, Scary Spice, and Posh Spice. True or false?
False.
False is right. A magazine in the UK came up with the names for them, and they
really?
Just stuck. So there you go.
What would your Spice Girl name be, Steve?
Sticky Spice.
Ginger.
there was already a Ginger Spice, wasn't there?
Sticky Spice.
Sticky Spice.
I love
you
it.
Know what?
I'd be Chubby Spice.
You know
One-Eyed
what?
Spice.
Complainy Spice.
Chinese Five Spice.
Whiny Spice.
Whiny Spice. Complainy Spice.
That's it. Whiny Spice.
Whiny Spice. There he is.
Yeah, Whiny Spice, I guess, would be pretty appropriate.
Stop rocking.
I'm not rocking. I didn't mean to do that.
I didn't mean to do that.
That's all you've done the entire night. Is right? Can we just be done now?
Yeah, we can be
no.
done. I guess so.
Wrap it up.
All right. Well, as we get ready to wrap up, we have to bid farewell to part of the OFTU network. Al's Toddcast is no longer. And do we have a definitive reason why, after all this money we pumped into the palatial studios that they were in?
Al didn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, Al quit.
We just got a repo.
With a text message.
We just got a repo.
We got broken up with over text.
We got dumped over text.
We got dumped over text.
That's how it happened.
A Dear John text.
Pretty much.
Did it say, I quit? I don't want to do it anymore.
He didn't give an explanation. He just quit.
I think it mentioned something about TJ being too rough.
What? Why don't you just shut up?
You could just see the wheel spinning, like TJ being too. You're going through the thesaurus and got nothing. You got nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Never mind.
They did mention you, Steve.
What they
Al did.
What'd he say?
Pretentious.
I can't repeat it.
Pretentious.
We're a safer work show now.
That's right.
He said pretentious.
Anyway.
So there is no more Al's Toddcast, but
we have a couple others in the works. A
couple
possibly.
Of others in the works. And one of them, I've got high hopes for. So if it comes to fruition, they are working on getting the equipment. They are working on getting the audio program. We'll see how it goes.
And hopefully we haven't heard the last from Todd. He's working on getting another co-host, and they're just gonna they'll rename the show, rebrand it, and keep on.
So we're hoping to further expand the OFTU network, the empire, as it were.
Empire.
Cliff's got so much enthusiam for.
Here's here's how we do it. Bottom line is, if you want a podcast on our network, we welcome that.
However,
you just have to be quite committed, willing to learn to edit.
There you go.
And be committed to detail.
You just have to be committed and willing to
see it through.
Well, it's not necessarily see it through. What's the word?
Promote it.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
promote
yeah.
it.
That's what I'm looking for.
And send a final edit. That's ready to go up. Nothing that anyone else has to do.
And you can say anything you want to say. You just realize who's going to be responsible for it.
Right.
But we welcome it anyway.
We just distribute.
Send us a tape. No, not a tape. Send me an MP.
Send
an air check. Send us an album. Send us...
press it into vinyl.
And no nudity.
What?
How do you do nudity on the air?
It depends.
Well, all our viewers that he's always talking about.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They all think we do this in the nude because that's what Steve told them one time, which is blatantly untrue.
Can't wait till we have the episode where we all do this.
Yes,
in
you
the
can
nude.
Wait.
Yeah, you can.
You can wait a long time.
Forever.
Because I ain't looking across and seeing your skinny red ass.
Or your red pricklies.
You'd Velcro yourself to that chair. You'd never be able to stand up again.
I'd never be able to sit in that chair again.
That's true. Well, you look like, checkerboard mange over there.
I do.
Yeah, really. Lose some weight.
What's that got to do with hair?
Yeah, really.
I don't know.
As much as they shaved, I probably lost about 12 pounds.
But if you want a podcast on the network, we'll try this again.
Send us, how about this?
Send me an air check. Send me a piece of it.
Send a piece to...
contact@onlyfunnytous.com.
Just a little sliver. We'll tell you exactly what you need to do.
Well, you don't even have to send us any audio.
Just an idea.
An idea. Yeah, that's what we're looking for. And then we'll
tell you exactly what you need to do in order to facilitate.
It can be any combination of people, any combination of, I don't care what it is, who it is, how it is. Everything is worthy. If you want to just record something for posterity and you're going to keep recording it, that's how we started out.
Yeah.
Do that.
We'll look back on
this.
We
got a bunch of stories. We'd love to hear them.
We'll look back on this in 40 years and not be able to hear it because we'll all be deaf and in a nursing home.
Yep. 40 years.
By that time, we'll be able to plug directly into the internet with your brain and hear everything.
Exactly.
Won't take much.
Probably not even 40 years.
True.
But I almost forgot. I need to give a shout out to two people out there, two of our listeners.
God, I wish we had sponsorships on all these things. I'd make my money back.
Because... last week
I gave you my $40.
I haven't given you $40.
Last week in my drunken roofied state,
that's right.
In Vino,
I asked our listeners to go onto my page and leave me kitty emoticons.
That's right.
I actually had two people who did.
What a pull you have in society.
I know, really.
This
yeah.
is why you make no money.
Shout out to Hess Putnam and Steve Hat and Steve Al. Thank you.
You almost called him by the wrong last name, didn't you?
I know.
You?
I almost said how. I'm sure he gets that probably all his life.
He took the time out to give you a
and
Kenny emoticon.
And messed up his name.
Way to go.
What an insult.
I corrected Jack myself. Ass. Steve Al.
He almost messed it up again. You see him? He had to pause.
I see it in my mind's eye, and I want to say Hal. I'm sorry.
Are you going to cry?
No.
By the way, Steve and his partner, have they already gotten married or are they getting married?
No. That's in March.
Oh, in March. Well, I know the reception. We're going to their reception in March, Steve and I are.
And that's up in...
No, they're going to have one here. The wedding's going to be in North Carolina, but they're going to have a reception here at Amy's house.
Steve, taste his earwax.
Amy Myers.
Taste his earwax.
Amy Myers.
He doesn't taste it. He smells it. You smell it.
No,
Shout out Amy Myers Gibson.
Hey, Amy.
How you doing? That met you.
That's right. You haven't met the other two. Maybe Crowley and I can use our pull and get you to a couple of invites to her annual Halloween party next year.
You do that?
I can try.
It'll work.
Talk to the guy at the Velvet Rope.
We know the people. We know the owners of the property.
Get us some coops.
That's right.
Maybe.
Yeah, Amy and Dwayne are very nice. I'm sure they'll.
They'd be glad to have y'all stop by, I'm sure.
Maybe we should do the Halloween show there.
We actually could.
Don't go making plans.
Because you'll be like, oh, no, I can't. I got to get a creepy hollow.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can get David to fill in for you that night.
There's a scream queen going to be there.
We'll take the motorhome over there.
Well, if it's anything,
tow truck too.
If it's anything like the past party, there's going to be a lot of people there.
Son, you saw the pictures.
Oh, I saw the pictures.
Yeah, there was a backyard. There's a smallish backyard, but it was packed full of people.
Well, I say we do it,
and with the OFTU motorhome park right there on the street. I'm going to leave the licensing and tags up to you, though.
We're going to put the speakers out the window.
I already got enough things.
Put the speakers out the window. We'll broadcast to the whole neighborhood.
Oh, Lord.
We'll be locked up.
Right up until the police show.
Exactly.
We have to get there early so we can get a good parking spot on the side of the street. There.
It's the OFTU mobile studios. We can park wherever we want.
That's true.
We'll pull
in
that
the fire
bitch.
Lanes.
We'll pull that bitch on up into the parking lot, into the backyard.
What just happened? What the hell was that?
We've shifted into an alternate reality where Steve has some soul. Right. Not much, but some.
At this point.
I don't know if that's what that was, or I don't know what that was.
We have to be done now.
Yeah, let's just be done.
Yeah.
It's getting silly. OFTU.
Yeah, give the
onlyfunnytoes.com. Don't forget the Amazon link. And Cliff, actually, you had shared this on a previous show, but I want to keep sharing it. If you go to the Amazon link, if you can do any Amazon shopping, spring and summer are coming up, you want to get ready for all the summertime activities. And if you buy anything on Amazon, go to our website, onlyfunnytoes.com, click the Amazon link. Once you've clicked that link and gone to Amazon, save it as your favorite. Anytime you go back through that favorite into Amazon, we'll still get credit for you doing your shopping. We get a little bit of a taste of whatever you're buying.
We don't know who you are. We don't collect data.
Right.
We
can't track you down. We don't even know. And it doesn't increase your price at all. Right. We just get a little piece of the pie.
Right.
Piece of pie.
Very small piece.
Imagine a pecan pie.
Pecan.
We get about a half of a pecan.
Have a pecan off of the pecan pie.
Off of the top of the pecan pie.
Some of the syrup that's left in the pan.
That's it. We get a syrup and a little crumb.
But it's a little something.
But it adds up.
So
especially because we need to keep Steve in coffee and Franzia.
God, yeah. Franzia.
And I'm surprised you didn't have any
Franzia tonight.
Because he was afraid it was going to be spiked.
We're going to do a serious show.
Well, nobody
decided not to drink tonight.
None of the two people that spiked his wine are here this week. So
that's true. That is true.
Doesn't mean you guys wouldn't try it.
And of course,
the whole next day he accused me of knowing it. That was our plan. I was like, dude, I had no clue.
No.
None whatsoever.
He was completely out of it.
We did pee in his coffee, though.
Shh.
You drank two cups.
Does not surprise me.
You know, some of those grounds in the coffee filter are not actually grounds.
Dingle.
Okay, I think it's time we
Why? You got somewhere to be?
Let's wrap this up.
Well, we got to wrap it up.
Yeah,
you got
where you
got to
go?
I thought y'all wanted to wrap it
this
up.
This is our podcast. Just, we could go for another hour if we want to.
He just wants to go cruise Sonic in his new
Are you
team.
Worried?
No, no, y'all just go ahead. All right, start the freaking defecation what? Humor again.
What?
You just want to go cruise Sonic in your new Jeep.
I don't want to cruise That's right. Sonic.
New Jeep. 2014 Jeep Compass.
Going to try to pick
Dude,
up chicks.
We ought to get video of him cutting town in the
With
Jeep.
Beefy God. Boy and Greeby in the morning.
Picking up chicks in
and
the
you got,
Jeep.
And you got to go through where the old Hardee's is. When you come out, you got to squeal tires.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Spin rocks onto the car behind me.
I think you do it. I think we get video of him pumping out some 90s jams, windows down.
it would have to be late 80s jams.
Yeah, we'll do late 80s, very early.
Maybe some Poison or
yes.
Great White or something.
Yeah,
crank out some
like
nothing
late
but a good
80s
time.
When we cruised town.
And you could sit there and you got to lean back.
Lean
you
back and put one arm on it.
That's it.
You remember that? We'll get his tassel.
What was it, 1990?
He just bought a new pair of sunglasses, too.
Right there on the ceiling fan, dude.
No, we need the 1990 tassel hanging
in
the rearview mirror.
I don't know
where mine is. Mine is long gone.
I probably burned mine or threw it away.
You probably did. You
pride. Yeah, thank you.
But we'll get
so
one,
much pride.
And you can hang it. You can. And what we'll do is we'll get the Oakley sticker. We'll put it across his windshield.
And we got to do this in May because then we get some shoe polish and write class of 90 on the back of his truck.
Oh, yeah.
What other stickers can we put on there? What were the O'Neill?
Billabong.
Billabong. O'Neill.
Yeah.
Oakley.
Yeah.
I used to have Oakley on the front of my Buick.
I had O'Neill on the
Or Ray-Ban.
I don't think Ray-Ban was a big sticker.
Ray-Ban
wasn't a big sticker.
Not a big
I've
sticker.
Never seen
I remember when everybody wore Ray-Bans.
Yeah, everybody wore Ray-Bans, but there wasn't a Ray-Ban sticker.
Sure there were Ray-Ban
what was
stickers
a Village Surf Shop was another. Yep, we had the Village Surf
Ron
Shop.
John's.
Ron John's.
Ron John's was a big one.
It was huge. Even there was
Sex Wax.
Sex Wax. Yep.
We're going to put that all over the Jeep. And let
I
him
told
him
when we bought the bump from him the other week, I said the first thing I got to do is get out here and scrape these dang stickers off the back of this window. There's only two left. The rest of them fell off. So
are you going to put? I removed them. Remember?
Oh, did you? No, there was other
y'all
ones.
Y'all got those special kind of stickers from
we
the truck.
Put, yeah, we know we put stickers on your truck.
Funk
your
if you love.
Tonight.
Stuff.
But they weren't actually stickers. They were stickers.
Oh, they were stickers?
I was thinking they were those plastic things you just
You didn't notice
off.
Until you got back to Camden, though. So.
Now are you going to put any stickers on the Jeep?
He's going to put Morrissey sticker on it.
Adults
I
haven't
really thought about
that. That's what teenagers do, Steve.
No, I will not put Morrissey on mine.
Morrissey? God almighty.
We ought to get some of those stick figures and stickers and put them on the back of
it. Would just be one. And it's elderly mother.
One in a chair.
One in a wheelchair.
Or with a walker.
That's it.
That's what I need, exactly.
Oh, we got to do
and
it.
And a little cat beside it.
And a cat. That's it, yeah.
If you make stickers, please let us know.
Yeah, we will put that. We will.
No, I'm not going to put music stickers on it.
You ought to do it. Seriously.
You ought to put an NPR and an ETV and an Apple.
And an Apple,
That's always on a Volvo for some reason.
He wouldn't put Apple. He needs an Android sticker.
Now I'm going to get a Coexist sticker.
Oh,
there it is.
God.
Right across the back.
What was that? Oh, somebody's phone's
fire.
Dying.
My phone's dying.
All right. Yeah. Well,
now we can wrap it up.
Yeah, I guess
now
we can wrap it up.
All right. So until next week, don't forget onlyfunnytous.com, facebook.com/onlyfunnytous, OFTU podcast at OFTU podcast on Twitter, OFTUnetwork.com, which is going to be.
Well, it's us right now.
It's us right
it's
now.
It's an emulator for us, but it's going to be
It'll have
new
some,
shows.
Some stuff, some it, new shows on there soon.
It'll have more. So so stay tuned for
and hopefully
new
nudity.
Episodes.
So a until guy then, can dream, can he?
Hey, if there's any hot ladies want to send us nude pics, be our guest. You know.
Contact at onlyfunnytous.
Be our guest.
And all those emails come directly to me.
And if there's any hot guys that want to send us naked pictures, it's imred72@yahoo.com.
Yes, that's a real email address.
That's it, edit.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. That might slip past two people.
All right.
So until then.
good.